It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels, happy to welcome back. He's making his third, count them, third appearance. Craig Finn joins us today. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Faith in the Future is the forthcoming album. It's going to be out on September 11th. You recorded this in Woodstock with Josh Kaufman, yes?
Yeah, correct.
And the decision to record in Woodstock and everything else?
It was, you know, it was one of those things. I went to I had these songs, and I went to Josh, and I said, I think I would like you to help me with these. And he said, I know the place. We're going up to Woodstock. And it's actually a perfect place. I think one of the reasons why so much great music has been made up there. It's the perfect place to get out of the city and feel like you're in the middle of nowhere, but really you're only 2 hours from New York. So even, you know, you can finish the session at night on the, we usually did 3 or 4 day sessions. We did three of them. And then at the last day, you can still drive home. And so it's kind of a perfect mix of both worlds. And when you're out there, you really do feel like you're in the middle of nowhere. And two of the, I think, three sessions, we got snowed in, which I was to great benefit, I think.
Well, and having grown up in Minneapolis and stuff, snowed into you is like 48 inches, right?
Yeah, you have to really be snowed in before I called it snowed in. But as long as you're prepared for it, it's usually quite a bit of fun.
Well, and I get what you're saying in the sense of it can be bucolic and you know, there's a certain ease. But you know, danger is only, you know, one car ride away. So you don't totally, you know, distance yourself from the edge.
Yeah, it's not feeling like you're in the middle of Kansas. You're still pretty close to the city.
The first official release from the record, although Neumeier's Roof was the first song we got, and we played that. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. That's a spiritual quest, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's about someone who is kind of wrapping up their time on this earth, and he's trying to wrap up all these loose ends and also kind of looking back on the places he's been. And he seems to be someone who's searched high and low for something his whole life, whether it be spirituality or, you know, some answer or some form of savior. And I'm partial to that song and just sort of all the places he's been. And, you know, because as someone who travels a lot, I kind of relate to that one.
Well, there's a darkness in my body, and I think I might be ready. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. There's a big hole in my thinking. Lately I've been seeing things. Maggie, I've been searching for some. And if you're down and out, if you still have any doubts, if you doubt that there's a savior yet to come, stop what you're doing, close your eyes and keep on breathing. Slowly turn your face up to the sun. It was warm in Arizona. It was cold in Colorado. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. There were crosses on the altar. There was gold in El Dorado. Maggie, I got blisters on my thumbs. If you're all strung out, if you still have any doubts, if you doubt that there's a rapture yet to come, hey, pick up the paper, see the stories and the pictures. The kid went to the movies with a gun. Thank you. There's a house out in the desert, and I lived there with some people. Maggie, that guy said he was our savior. But once he took our women and turned us into a soldier, he had a patch of radical behavior. And the ATF were belligerent. There were handcuffed girls with barely any clothes. There was power in their numbers. There was silver in their holsters. The trucks as they rode slowly up the road. Well, there's a darkness in my body, and I think I might be ready. So if you're stuck down south, if you still have any doubts, if you doubt that there's a heaven yet to come, well, there's a darkness in my body, and I think I might be ready. Maggie, I've been searching for a song. Maggie, I'm still searching for a song.
When you write for the Hold Steady, there's a certain sense of grand drama. And in these songs, you like to focus a little bit more on interpersonal slice of life.
Yeah. I mean, the Hold Steady, I only write the lyrics, and you know, usually comes after Tad presents me with some music, and there tend to be these big riffs, and I feel like I have to go big. And my joke in my solo stuff is that no one gets shot and no one falls off a roof. But yeah, I think with the quieter, the solo stuff ends up being a little quieter, and it allows me to be a little more vulnerable. And I don't want to make it boring, but you know, kind of trying to write songs about smaller things, maybe.
You're a storyteller and a great storyteller. You know, I never want to read the lyrics of your songs before I hear them, because I want to hear the story unfold.
Right.
And you leave a lot, much like life does. No one explains every scene in life. They might, you know, some movies hit you over the head and they might as well have pop-up balloons telling you what's happening. But you leave a lot of space. So what is it? Is it social observation or your imagination? Or is it a fine balance of the two that makes the great song?
Oh, it's definitely a fine balance. You know, and I think that's what's great about songs versus, you know, novels or something like that, that you can leave those spaces, like a short story, like Carver, Chekhov, or someone like that, Cheever, tends to leave some space where you're like, what exactly was happening there? Why did we jumped into the middle of this scene between a husband and wife, and there's a lot of tension, but we don't know why. And I think that in a song like that, if you leave just enough space, people can insert their own lives, their own hopes and dreams to make the song about themselves, even though you're describing very specific things that are happening to the characters.
And you do tend to write in the third person narrative. So you do project. And Christine is an example of, I sat there at the end of the song going, can that guy get Christine?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Christine, in that song, Christine is kind of one step too wild and he's one step too careful. And I don't think they're able to find the middle ground. But it is, I was joking with a friend a few weeks ago. I think that's the first character I've ever written about that was too careful.
Let's call it Christine.
She went to Memphis with a dentist that she met on some weird website. When she came back 3 days later, she couldn't speak for a week. At the diner, after bar time, in the bright lights, eating French fries, she starts to cry. Christine reads magazines, New York, Los Angeles, London. Everyone wants something. I just want Christine. And she says, let's move to the city, stay up all night, live the high life. I said, maybe first we visit, make sure that we like it. Christine reads magazines, New York, Los Angeles, London. Everyone wants something. I just want Christine. I just want Christine. To Pittsburgh with a pilot. She said she tried it, but she didn't like it. When she came back, all distracted, sort of shaky, sad and silent, at the diner, eating French fries in the bright lights. After bar time, she starts to cry and says, you're such a good guy. Christine reads some magazines, New York, Los Angeles, London. Everyone wants something. I just want Christine. I just want Christine. Christine.
You've been touring.
Mm-hmm.
You went out with, we were talking and sharing our mutual appreciation for Jason Isbell. Again, songwriting, and a guy who's really, his gift of songwriting is catalyzing. How was going out in a row with Jason?
It was fantastic. You know, I actually went out by myself for the first time on that tour, and I was nervous about it, but I, you know, a lot of the venues were seated, and he's just grown a great audience, and I felt like they were listeners. They like stories and songs, obviously, so I thought I had the confidence to do it, and he invited me on the tour and also invited me to ride the bus. So I was just one man on jumping into their world, and they couldn't have been, you know, better and nicer people. And it's inspiring. I mean, he's one of my favorite songwriters. So to sort of, you know, finish up with the set, pack up, go, you know, get a towel off, and then come and watch this show from the side of the stage every night. It was a real treat.
And to become part of.
Yeah, part of it. And also to go to some cool places, which I've never been, which is saying a lot after as much as I've toured. Yeah. But, you know, hadn't played a show in Jacksonville before, Wilmington, North Carolina, Bristol, Tennessee.
The Southeast. Yeah. Well, you know, he's a man who named his last album Southeastern, so he's got that neck of the woods covered.
Yeah, it was nice. It was really felt a blessed to be a guest on that thing.
You could show him a thing or two in the Plain States.
Once it come up in Minnesota, I think that's
any place where you really do need snow boots, not these UGG boots that people hear break out when it's 60.
That those are for movie sets. Those aren't for real snow.
Yeah. You've been driving as you advance the album. Mm-hmm. You've been driving sort of a solitary drive. Mm-hmm. I would assume that A, clears the head, and B, fills the head with fodder for songs. I imagine that when you're on road, when I do road trips, my imagination, you know, not like you, because you tend, I can see you sitting in any diner anywhere and suddenly walking out of there, putting pen to paper back at the little motel with I Got a New Song.
I really like, there is something really, and it's almost like I wonder if it's an addiction, because I really like the weird solitude of being on the road but not being alone. Like you said, being in cafes by myself. You know, I mean, I think there's a real, it's something I've come to love and do get a lot of material. And, you know, a bit of an eavesdropper, definitely an observer, and just seeing like, oh, I wonder what those people are talking about. Oh, wow, they're talking about their daughter, and she's gotten kicked out of school. And it's like, wow, are they married still? I don't know. And then you're thinking, and they're like, oh, I've got an idea.
Neumeier's Roof. Bloodsuckers in the lobby again, and when they called my name, I waved. I thought they might be my old friends. They had the cross in the car, they had the pig in the pen. I was in the bathroom doing my best to ascend. Doubting Thomas at the party supplies, he said he likes how it looks when I roll back my eyes. The studio sent a car to collect me. When the driver dropped me off at the lot, he said he'd never forget me. The publicist picked up lunch again. I had a Pabst and some pemmican. She said, man, you're so damn American. Thomas had his eyebrows raised. He said he liked me much better when I was walking away. No, I've never been crucified. I never suffered or died. I've never been shot, but I've been lied to a lot. Hotel lobby, late night TV. You're either up on the stage or you're down on your knees. Blood on my hand, ash in my wine. You can see how I get anxious sometimes. Nails in my hand, blood in my eyes. I feel pretty cool, but you know I look fried. All these tall tales and one tiny truth. Saw the towers go down from up on Neumeier's roof. Yeah, we were frightened. Yeah, we were drinking, it was all so confusing. Doubting Thomas went to talk to the cops. He said this sure seems like an inside job. No, I've never been crucified. I never suffered or died. I've never been shot. I've been lied to a lot. Hotel bar, got the game on TV. You're either up on the lights or you're out on the streets. And we always want more, but we get what we need. I saw your girl at the movies. She seems pretty sweet. We'll be right back. Thomas has a cynical take. He said the more you destroy, the more that you make. No, I've never been crucified. I never suffered or died. Never been shot. I've been lied to a lot. Well, look at these mountains, look at these trees, Tom, there must be something you believe. Yeah, well, look at these mountains, look at these trees, Tom, there must be something you believe. Yeah, well, Tom, there must be something. Must be something, Tom, there must be something you believe. Tom, there must be something. Tom, there must be something. Tom, there must be something you believe.
You're going to go back out in the road in the fall?
Yeah, in October. Right now it's just east of the Mississippi, but hope to get out here before too long.
Yeah, but, well, let's face it. Starting a tour in the east, the northeast in particular, in October, you're going to want to get out here sooner than later because, as you know, driving's not so much fun.
Well, maybe we'll hold back until February when we really need it.
Yeah, well, you know you're welcome, and we certainly can't wait to have you come by for your fourth visit. Craig Finn joining us today. It is his third visit. It is his new album, Faith in the Future. Kudos to you, my friend. It's a really great album, and we're always glad to have you here. Thanks for coming out today.
Thanks for having me. Great to be back.
You got it. Craig Finn, ladies and gentlemen, live on 88.5 KCSN.